Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Nestor, how are you doing today?
I'm really good.
We're very excited, really, to have you back. I know it's been a while since we had the chance to speak, but how is everything going with your CyberBacker, though?
It's been amazing. It's been a lot of learning experience and growth. He's become a family member to us. So, you know, there's three agents, and we also have three admins, including our CyberBacker, and it just feels like a family.
I think that's very important in any kind of business, treating everyone like family. Again, you're one team, you're one family, one business, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Now, how long have you been partnered with CyberBacker, by the way?
I believe it's been 2.5, close to 3 years.
Wow, a long and strong. Yeah.
Yeah. COVID, obviously, lockdown. That we thought, you know what? Virtual, everyone's at home anyways.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. So how did you first find out about virtual leverage in general anyway?
It was, I am with Keller Williams Complete Realty, and Keller Williams Complete Realty, that my team leader that time at the office had one as well. I believe he still has one, obviously, I think. And it was Ryan McLean. And he saw, you know, the struggle that we had in our team, that we needed some assistance. So he kept pushing, Nestor, you really gotta call CyberBacker and check them out. Yeah, no, from there, I never looked back. So, yeah.
Now, look at that. Almost 3 years now working with your CyberBacker. So talk to me more about that and the experience so far. How does your CyberBacker help out in the business anyway?
You know, I know I don't want to be biased because I'm also Filipino. I did grow up here in Canada. We also had like in-house admins before here in Canada. And it wasn't, I had some Caucasians working for me. And they've been good. They've been also very, very good. But the difference between Filipinos, you know, the work ethics.
Oh, yeah.
The work ethics, the loyalty, just the hunger of, you know, of learning and of really making sure that, you know, they make a difference to the company. I love Stanley for that because he really does show that he really cares. He wants the team to grow. He wants everyone to, you know, succeed. Mm-hmm. And definitely one of the best traits that he has. So, yeah.
Have that growth mindedness, right? That fire inside of him, am I right?
Yes. Yes.
There we go. So take me back. Before you even got to work with Stanley, your CyberBacker, let's go back to, let's say, the interview process, the process where you find your CyberBacker. Do you have any tips that you can give other business owners when going through that phase?
So with Keller Williams, they always, you know, teach us how to hire, mm-hmm. and it's a long process. Mm-hmm. And I was bad at it. I'm not going to lie. I always hired when I am in desperate mode. Mm-hmm. So I never looked at hiring when I have the time,
yeah.
or when I have, you know, I can take my time, and when I'm not desperate, when I'm hiring, I'm desperate for someone to help me. And so the first person that comes in front of me, literally sometimes I take on. right, so that's right. How, you know, the gut feel, mm-hmm. to be honest, like it has worked for me, but there was also some bad hires that I did. I'm not going to lie. There was a lot of bad hires that I also did. With CyberBacker, it took that, you know, that long process. It did take, you know, it took it away from me. However, I do believe that you guys went through that process. And that's why Stanley, because that was the only hire that I did through you guys. And he's been with me for this long. So, you know, definitely grateful for that. You guys introduced me to five applicants that time. And from that five applicants, you know, you really, really had to study all five of them. And, you know, he did stood out. He did stood out at the very end. And it made it an easy decision for me as well.
So that easy decision, the perfect decision. And imagine you've already been working for years now. So what was it about Stanley during that interview process that really stood out for you?
You know, his maturity that time as well, and knowing, you know, his background as well. And sometimes I always get scared of that too, because again, when you're hiring really good talent, you know they're not going to stay long. They have, you know, they probably have better opportunities after. I was always thinking to my head, am I big enough for him? Is my company big enough for him to stay? But, you know, at the end of the day, that's the risk that you just take. And I'm glad I did, because I saw his really potential, that he might be bigger than my team, but, you know, I took that leap as well. He just had that experience that I was looking for. And it's also his mindset. Like, even now, like, I love his mindset of just growth. We're even, you know, we're even doing a book club in our team that, you know, he's very involved in. I've also hired some business planners to come in and just, you know, look into our systems and see what they can improve. And he just took that in and, you know, embraced the moment. You know, he's given us a lot of advice as well that, you know, that I tell him, like, this is not my specialty. That's more of his specialty. And he just goes on and just really embraced that responsibility. So
let me tell you, just the way you talk about Stanley, your cyberbacker, just feels like you've been working for not just 2-3 years. It feels longer than that. It feels like you really have treat him like family, just an extended part of your family. Just amazing to see that.
Yeah, no, and I can't wait. Hopefully next year, because we do have a big conference. And cyberbacker is normally there too, family reunion.
Yeah.
And I was really hoping that he was going to make it this year. But unfortunately, some documents and passports issues that he couldn't make it. But I haven't met him in person, but obviously I feel like I talk to him every day. But I can't wait to bring him to the U.S. and also get him that knowledge of experience with the other, you know, Keller Williams admin support, and just learn from there. Because I know, as much as I know it's gonna, it's gonna cost a lot of money for the business, but I know it's worth it for us to invest in him more to really grow. So, I truly love him, and you know, the loyalty that he has for us, you know, it's just so, I'm so grateful for your company.
There, just amazing growth between you and your cyberbacker, of course, working together, making everything work and being successful. Now, before we go, though, I know he's going to be listening once we have this episode uploaded. So would you want to give him a quick shout out before we go?
Kuya Stan, I hope you know how much we appreciate you and our team. And we couldn't be where we are now without you. And it's been an amazing experience, I must say, from lockdowns to crazy markets to the recession. But at the same time, you know, it's just continued growth and you know, just feeling like a family. Our team just feels like a family. I'm so grateful for each and every one of them. So, and it's because of, you know, part of, you know, because Stanley's pretty much like the management of our team as well. And it's because of the culture that everyone's created, and I thank you for that, Piestad. I love you from the bottom of my heart.
This really goes to show the growth of your partnership, the success of your partnership. Of course, we're very excited to see more of that growth in your partnership with Stan Lee. Of course, thank you very much for being on the show today, Nestor. Always have fun having you on the show.
Yes, no, thank you so much. And again, I'm here for full support. You guys are doing amazing things, so thank you as well.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.